I'd like to thank Rabbi Malitsky for giving me the opportunity to share some Divrei Torah. I want to focus on two words in this week's parasha, Parshas Achrimos, v'chai bohem. The Torah says you should live with them, live through the mitzvos. And I recall a story that I heard when I was in college at Yeshiva University. One of my teachers was Rabbi Benjamin Blech, Shlita. He was the Rav in Oceanside. He comes, he's a descendant of Chorkever Hasidim. And he related a story to us that when he was in the 1960s, a smicha student in YU, he and two of his friends decided to take a trip down to Cuba. So in Cuba in the 1960s, on their trip, they went to the home, the mansion of Ernest Hemingway. And they knocked on the door, they rang the bell, whatever it was, they identified who they were, and surprisingly, he let them in. So here's the world-famous author, Ernest Hemingway, having a conversation with these three smicha students in the 1960s. And he said to them, I want to tell you what the difference is between your religion and all other religions. Said Ernest Hemingway, I've studied religions, and all other religions focus on death. Whereas your religion, Judaism, focuses on life. That's a penetrating insight. It's very true. It's very accurate. And it's sad to reflect and think back that ultimately Ernest Hemingway ended up committing suicide. He took his own life. But if you think about other religions, whether it's these fanatical Islamic people who kill innocents and the last two words out of their mouth are Allah Akbar, or even back in ancient times with the Egyptians, their greatest monuments were tombs, shrouds for the dead. Our religion is not about focusing on the other world, about death. It's certainly mentioned, but not too much stress is put on in the Tanakh. Really, our life is focused in this world, v'chai behem. And as the Gemara darshins, v'chai behem v'lo sheyomus behem, to live through keeping the mitzvot and not to die through them. V'chai behem, you should have a life that's lebedik, to make a l'chaim on life itself. So, I want to share with you an insight of the Chasam Sofer, who really highlights this stress of that the Torah puts on life. That we know that the Torah overrides, saving life overrides any prohibition except for the big three, not for Gili Rayas, not for Shvichas Damim, not for Avodah Zarah, but anything else. If you'd have to eat pork in order to save your life, you would do it. If you'd have to cook on Shabbos in order to save your life, you would do it. If you had to have a pizza on Pesach to save your life, you would do it. Where does it come from? Because the Torah recognizes what we need to live with the mitzvos. And the Chasam Sofer expands on this. In Parshas Ki Siso, we have the command to build the Mishkan. Building of the Mishkan, it's a glorious structure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet it's placed right next to, there's a smichus aparshios, a juxtaposition of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Torah tells us, yes, building the Mishkan is so important, and the 39 malachas that go into building or to maintaining the Mishkan are wonderful, but they're stopped. Shabbos is more important. Shabbos is doiche, the building of the Mishkan, because in terms of hierarchies, Shabbos is higher than the Mishkan. But let's think about something for a minute. If we had to put in our minds the greatest thing that had ever been created, without a doubt, it's the universe. Like, the scientists are still baffled by the immense creation that Kodesh Baruch Hu made with this world. And how many psukim does the Torah dedicate to Hashem making his whole world? 31 psukim is the space the Torah develops and dedicates to Hashem making his entire world, his olam. And when it comes to the Mishkan, how many psukim do we have? 371. Over 10 times as many psukim about the Mishkan than it comes to making the world. The world, trillions, billions, expanding. The Mishkan, it's a small structure. And yet, the Torah says that the Mishkan is higher than the creating of the world. But what's higher than the Mishkan? Shabbos. Shabbos is doich, the building of the Mishkan. So it emerges that we have a fascinating thing. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu created this amazing world. And yet higher than that world is the Mishkan. And higher than the Mishkan is Shabbos. But what's even higher than Shabbos? What's even higher than Shabbos? A Jewish life. Life for the Yid, then Shabbos, then the Mishkan, then the world. And the Chasam Sofer says there's a beautiful hint to this in the word Shema itself. Shin Mem Ayin stands for Shabbos Mishkan Olam. But it's Shema Yisroel. The Yisroel, the Yid, is even higher than that. We think about what an amazing world we are. Think about the amazing, our bodies. Our bodies are so complex. There's 3.1 billion letters of genetic code. If you wanted to write out the genetic code inside one person, it would take 5,000 books. Imagine libraries, just the genetic code, all that exists inside of us. This amazing creation that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, and he tells us, V'chai behem v'lo shiyomus behem. We're supposed to take value and appreciate the wonderful gift of life that we had, and chas v'shalom, never ever to take it for granted. This is a beautiful insight in this week's Parsha, and it's all contained in two words, V'chai behem. So, everyone should have a geshmak in their daily life, have a wonderful Shabbos, and thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share this Divar Torah. Take care.